We shall be having a very sharp service tonight. And I believe that someone will not leave here the same way they came. In Jesus' name. This is a concluding service. Again, welcome everyone here today. Pastor Tony Carpenter from Maryland and your friend, we appreciate you. You've come here to experience the climate of this place and also draw inspiration. You will not return back the same in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Welcome every other person here tonight in Jesus' name. I am speaking on the subject, the enhancement of vision. What to do to enhance vision? What to do to boost vision? And so our objective is understanding the boosters and enhancers of vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, which has remained our theme for this month of vision, said from verse 1, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that you may run and read at it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Vision is insight into God's purpose for a man's life. When God has a purpose for your life and you have insight into that purpose, it is called vision. Vision is placing the picture of the future in focus. The picture of the future. What is the future God has for me? When you place that picture of that future in focus, you are said to be running vision. However, we have seen situations where visions failed. Where vision failed to realize its objective. Where vision failed to be fulfilled. What can we do, aside what we looked at last week Wednesday from the crusade in New York, about vision failure? What can we do to enhance the fulfillment of vision? That I have a purpose from heaven. God has a plan for me. I have a picture. How can it come to pass? What do I do? What factors enhance vision? Number one, mentoral inspiration and impartation. Mentoral inspiration and impartation. Inspiration and impartation brings manifestation to vision. Because observation brings impartation, and impartation brings manifestation. In Lamentation chapter 3 and in verse 51, Jeremiah said, mine eye affects my heart. What the eye see affect how the heart is. In Judges chapter 7 and in verse 17, Gideon said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you do. What you see determines what you can dare. Look at me and do. What you see determines what you can dare. What you behold affects what you can become. We all beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are transformed into the same image. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. What we behold determines what we can become. When people don't have value for mentoral influence, they lose relevance in future impact. Mentoral influence is connected to destiny impact. Because the mentor, the father, the pastor, the teacher, what is for you a possibility is already his reality. What is for you an expectation is already his manifestation. And all you do is to connect for impartation. The only reason why Joshua existed was because a Moses existed. The only reason why Elisha had any mark was because there was an Elijah who picked him up. If you look at the life of Elijah, recorded miracles about 7. Many, many miracles, but very, very drastic one. You look at Elisha, he doubled it exactly. Elijah rose one dead. Elisha rose 2. One in his life and one in his death. So double portion of the unction. In Acts chapter 4 and in verse 13, he said, and when they beheld, they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. They had been with Jesus. Association with mentoral inspiration is the secret of the assimilation for destiny manifestation. Association with mentoral inspiration is the secret of assimilation for destiny manifestation. It's a secret. So we saw the influence of Moses on Joshua, Elijah on Elisha, Jesus on the disciples. T.L. Osborne came out of India after 3 years of miserable ministry. He locked up himself and started praying, reading the Bible. And then he encountered the ministry of a man by the name William Branham. And as he watched what he was doing, a thousand voices in his ears said, you can do that. That was what Jesus did. That was what the apostles did. T.L. Osborne. He returned back to the same India where he failed and succeeded. Many people know of the reckless faith of A.A. Allen, but many never knew that he saw Oral Roberts' minister, and he saw the ease and the impact of Oral Roberts' ministry. And the voice of the Lord told him that that is possible. And T.L. Osborne and A.A. Allen went into an impactful ministry. Katrina Kuhlman observed the life, or rather, Benny Hinn observed the life of Katrina Kuhlman, and his vision got inflamed. There is a Paul who observed and associated with the life of a man by the name David. The Paul that I'm talking about is holding the mic and talking. The other one, the mentor, his picture is on the screen. Saw from the scratch. Very, very scratch. How a 50,000 seat auditorium start from the scratch and rose. And was built under 1 year. When this construction was on, I was moving about like a bird that was flying from construction site. Somebody said, no stress at all. Zero stress. Any day that there was a sleepless night, none. Why? I saw it before. It happened before. We have a generation that have no value for mentors. So they have no value in the future. We have a generation of people who are authorities to themselves. They are a law to themselves. They are final. After I finished ministering at Light Up Crusade, last Saturday, was it the same Saturday or Sunday that the GO and his and Mommy Gio spoke with me and Mommy, and we're talking. He felt so impacted by that meeting. He sat throughout the meeting. He talked about the intensity of the word, the miracles, the healing, the signs, and the wonders. Climate of worship created by the instrument. Drastic pull of the altar call. So on the same ground, there was a prophetic anointing, there was an evangelistic anointing, there was a teaching anointing, apostolic. And he made a statement to myself and my wife. He said, most real apostles don't bear the title. That was what he said. He said, they don't carry the title. I said, look at you, sir. You are our father. You are still pastor. Are you following what I'm saying here today? That was last Saturday. Take your seat. So we have a generation who start and they become law to themselves on the spot. They become final authority on all matters. No reference. So you have stunted results. But beloved, if the vision God has placed in your heart, what God showed you and said you will become, or that you will do for him in your lifetime, if that vision must see the light of day, it must be fertilized by mentoral inspiration. An impartation. Anybody who has been there knows how to get you there. Anybody who has been where you are going knows how to get you there.
Anybody who is at least a step beyond where you are can know how, what to tell you in order to take the next step.
Mentor, inspiration, and impartation.
Remain connected
to mentor, inspiration, and impartation.
Number two is kingdom commitment and sacrifice. Kingdom commitment and sacrifice. When the vision you have has a high element of kingdom commitment, a high element of kingdom sacrifice, it becomes like fuel to fire. Lord, I need a child. But I know you need a prophet more than I need a child. That was Hannah. Lord, I need a child. But I know that you need a priest more than I need a child. I am not asking for a child just because I want a child. I am asking for a child because you need a priest.
And God said, so what you are looking for, Hannah, is not merely in your own interest, but what you are looking for is actually in my own interest, then have a child. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Where are the people who say, Lord, I am not looking for money just because I want to have money. I don't want kingdom assignment to suffer. I was talking with our coordinator of crusade, who is in Maiduguri now, Brunei right now, moving around and doing feasibility study for the crusade. See, as far back as southern Brunei, as far down as southern Brunei, all the places the people want to come. Say the land is eager and ripe. They want to, you know, a zone where terrorism has operated for almost 2 decades. Where people are afraid to go out for any meeting. And you hear that somebody is coming for crusade. Everybody wants to rush such meetings. You say, but we need massive financial mobilization. Hundreds of buses to bring them from every part of Borno State. I said to him, let's have the budget first. Let's take a look at it. I may apply the Kaduna approach to this one. That's what I told him. And what was the Kaduna approach? Give me the bill. The pastor will pay it from his pocket. That was the Kaduna approach. Give me the bill for the crusade. You can show us the Kaduna crusade still. So you are the one preaching the gospel. You are also the same one who paid for the venue. You are the same one who paid for the handbill. You are the same one who paid for the buses for the people to come. You are the same person who prayed for the sick to be healed. And the same person who gave the altar call. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? If you are in such a realm, how will your hand be dry? When God knows that whatever resources come your way, you won't bat an eyelid. You won't blink. Where the buying of house is not your focus, or the buying of this or that. But as resources come, if the kingdom will suffer, it's better I suffer. What I am saying now has not been concluded. I said that you let us see the budget. It's not concluded. In case somebody is saying that one has been taken. It's not concluded. Pakistan crusade is in view. Hundreds, how many thousand dollars they told us that it will take us and the crusade. Everything is set for the crusade in Pakistan. You know where Pakistan is. You know the kind of country it is. You know the religion of the country. Those are the kind of places we like to go, where others dodge. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? That is, when there is a high element of kingdom commitment and sacrifice in what you want to achieve. Let God help me build a factory or have an industrial layout or something that can employ 5,000 people, and these 5,000 people are going to be church people. And then God said, is that what is your vision? I want to give them a source of livelihood as well as lead them to heaven. Is that what you are looking for? You are not just trying to make money, but you want to wipe out unemployment at the same time, pastor and disciple an employee first to heaven, then take the billions you need. Most of the vision people have is centered on themselves. It has very, very minimal kingdom content. What did I call it? Kingdom content is minimal. Personal content is 99%. Self-centered content is how many percent? Kingdom content. Slim. Very slim. For my wife and I, for donkey years, when massive resources come, it is the thought is kingdom. Forex resources, kingdom straight. For years. There are resources that come, you are not talking of tithing it. It is 100% in it. Somebody say amen. So, while I'm talking right now, everything you consider your vision for life, for on the earth, look at it and see the kingdom content of it. The sacrifice in the direction of the kingdom. The commitment. How heaven is enhanced. How the kingdom of God is advantaged. How the kingdom is profited. Do you understand what that girl with the spirit of divination? The Bible said that girl has brought her masters much gain. Do you remember that girl with the spirit of divination? Acts chapter 16. Let's start from verse 16 thereabout. And it came to pass, as he went by to a prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying, by sorcery, by fortune telling. How much, if an agent of the devil has the mission of bringing gain to the kingdom of darkness, how much gain is your life bringing to heaven? How much gain is your vision bringing to heaven? And some are angry with God that their vision is not coming to pass. How much gain is it bringing to the kingdom? And this spirit of divination, this girl, the gain for her masters is the loss for our kingdom. Do you know that? Do you know that the gain of Satan is the loss of heaven?
Wherever Satan is making gain, heaven is making losses. And whenever you and I decide to cause heaven to make gains, it means hell is making losses. Please sit down, Pastor. Sit down. I'd like us to make up our mind. Let the time come where kingdom people will begin to have visions with very heavy kingdom content. Kingdom people will begin to have vision with very heavy kingdom content. There is a bus transportation vision that we have shared. I'm tempted to say it, but I will say it when we start implementation. Are you following what I'm saying here today? Where the vision is heavily kingdom. Supposing you have a bus transportation business. Where the bus conductor is officially employed as an evangelist. Where the reason why you are running that business is not to make money, but to win souls. We'll talk about that. We are embarking on a welfare agenda. What might be looked upon as a corporate social responsibility. I'll give the details of it later. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I'd like us to come to the point where what you are pursuing is more in the interest of God than your interest. Then that's the end of your pursuit. It is God that will begin to pursue it. What you are looking for is more in the interest of God than in your own interest. Then it becomes God that is pursuing it. What is the will of God? Answered prayer that is waiting to be prayed. Did you hear what I just said? The will of God is answered prayer that God is waiting for somebody to pray. If you ever found the will of God, you have no prayer to pray. The prayer is answered. Because is it possible for God to want it and deny himself? God said, this is what I want. And you discovered what God wanted. And say, God, can you do it? He said, I was waiting longest time for who was saved. That was why Elijah didn't battle to close the heavens. Because God said, if you worship other idols, the heaven shall be closed. And they were worshiping other gods. And the heaven was still open. So Elijah went and said, Lord, you said that if these people are serving other gods, they are not entitled to reign. Why is this still raining? God said, I was waiting for somebody to present the legislation. It's confirmed. The rain is ceased. This is what I said. I can't go against my word. I'm only waiting for somebody who will take it back to me. That's how the vision is. When the vision is in the interest of God more than your own interest, you won't be the one pursuing vision. It is God pursuing it. Hallelujah. Went to Warri, crowded. Uyo, crowded. Lagos, crowded. The journey continues. Why? Because God was looking for who will be in the field. And everybody is in comfort zone. Why was Elijah so anointed?
Because God gave the mantles of voiceless prophets to the vocal prophet. He carried all the mantles and gave to one man. So one man was moving as if he had the anointing of 1,000 people. That was last week. Quiet on. Hallelujah. So, how is your vision going to be enhanced? Number one, by mentoral influence, inspiration, and impartation. Number two, by kingdom commitment and sacrifice. We have many scriptures that I read. That was Acts 16:16. We have Psalm 122 and in verse 9, where David said, "For the sake of your house, I am seeking your prosperity." 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11, where Hannah prayed, "If you will give me a child, I'll give him back to you. You are in need of a priest. I am in need of a child. Give me the priest." You have the child. What about David's vision? David's vision for pulling down Goliath was not a personal vision. He wasn't trying to achieve anything for himself. He had very massive kingdom content. 1 Samuel 17 and in verse 26. "What shall be done for the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" Why? Who is this man? What was paining him was, his pain was on the behalf of God, not for himself. Kingdom commitment and sacrifice. Number three is consistent faith injection. Consistent faith injection. Inject the vision with faith consistently. Mark chapter 9 verse 23, the Bible says, Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." All things are possible to him that believeth. All things are possible to him that believeth. Luke chapter 4, chapter 1, verse 45. He said, "And blessed is she that believed. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." Told her from the Lord. And Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20. He said, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. There are two things I want to say tonight on this matter. Number one, for as long as faith is available, possibility is available. The availability of faith is the availability of possibility. It doesn't matter how big the vision is, if it does not lack faith, it is realizable. So inject the vision continually with faith, and you are on the path of possibility. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder, amen. Somebody say the loudest, amen. I always had the vision of preaching in stadiums, even Sunday service, from the scratch. You remember? Early in our church days, we are 5 years old, 3 years old. We will take Sunday morning service to Eagle Square.
Yes, 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 Eagle Square.
Sunday morning service to Old Parade Ground. How many of you remember that? There was something inside that says space, stadium is the church we will be pastoring. Since Sunday morning service, stadium. So that when I said 18 years ago, in the year of 2007, we are going to National Stadium, 65,000 seater. Everybody was afraid for me. How would the space be filled? Who will be there? By the time we reached there, people that were outside can fill the stadium half. Even though they left some empty spaces in the stadium, And stayed outside. Almost 50% of the stadium was outside. The people looked. So what is this? This is 18 years ago. You can see how young somebody is looking. It's almost the same thing. It's almost the same thing. You know, I told you I'm 20-something years with many years experience on that age. That is confirmed. Almost wearing the same color of suit. She's not far from the truth. See, that's 18 years ago. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Everybody was, how will it be? I was the only one not afraid for myself. God will fill it up. And God is still filling spaces up all over the world. Don't forget what I'm about to say. The availability of faith is the availability of possibility. If you have not run out of faith, you cannot run out of miracles. If you have not run out of faith, you cannot run out of possibilities. I said the two things I needed to say. The availability of faith is the availability of possibility. Second thing, don't forget it. The power that worketh in us is activated by possibility mentality. The power that worketh in us, that works in us, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The power that worketh in us is waiting for possibility mentality to be activated. Anything can happen by the power within us, but it's waiting for somebody to think that it is possible. Anything is possible by the power that worketh in us, but it is waiting for somebody to think that it is possible, that it is realizable. Somebody get ready, because you're about to see some results that will amaze you. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say the loud most amen.
Lift your hands and say, it is possible. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it is possible. I believe it. And I realize it. In the name of Jesus.
Finally, after consistent faith injection, if we want our visions enhanced, mentoral inspiration and impartation, kingdom commitment and sacrifice, consistent faith injection, and finally, continuous touch with God's voice of direction. Continuous touch with God's voice of direction. Being continually in touch, or probably continual touch with God's voice of direction. I want to give you two examples, and I want to say something. That every vision requires direction for manifestation. Direction. Every vision requires direction for manifestation. The direction is the step by step to the realization. You know, those of us mathematicians, if they say you should prove an equation, this plus this equals to this, and it gives you this, you should prove that equation. If you just do one, two step and arrive at the answer, you fail. But you start, maybe the equation before you arrive at the end has 20 steps. They mark it step by step. Step one, you got it, they gave you 4. Step two, you got it, they gave you 4%. Step three, once you get the 20 steps, you got 80%, and then maybe the overall answer was just 20%. If you jump the steps and arrive at the answer, you failed.
Some of those textbooks have the answer at the back.
So you went and looked at the answer first before you started working, and you just went good your way and reached the answer. Hallelujah. That is how vision is. Now, I'll give you just two classical examples. God gave Abraham a vision. Take your son. All right, let's read it. Genesis 22, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. And it came to pass after this thing that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, behold, here I am. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took 2 of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Right. Go to the mountains of Moriah. Offer your son upon one of the mountains, which I will tell you. I will tell you. So vision gives room for direction along the line. I will tell you. There are, when God gives you a vision, he won't tell you everything about it from the beginning. There are things that we know now, we are doing in ministry now, that we didn't know from the scratch. And you have to remain in touch with God, not to miss the direction. Because the vision can fail when the directions are not followed. If Abraham reached the mountain of Moriah, He said, one of the mountains which I will tell you. So Lord, I am here now. Which one? And God said, that is the mountain there. And then Abraham went. And then he tied his son. He's still listening. And as he took the knife to kill the son, the voice still came and said, hold it. The last time I told you, kill your son. Now I am saying, don't kill him anymore. If Abraham was not in touch with direction, that would have been massive disaster. Massive calamity. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, we see another story. Look at 1 Samuel 16 verse 1. And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go, I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, how can I go if Saul hear it? You will kill me. Now, I have provided me a king among his sons. God did not tell him which son, but just go to Jesse's house. Did you see how Samuel missed it? The most accurate prophet in the Bible. He said, surely when he saw Eliab, the Lord's anointed is before him. God said, how did you arrive at that? Abinadab, Shammah. God said, none of the above. None of the above. You see, this man missed it three times before he said, here all your sons. What would have been the easiest thing to do? You said, come, go to the house of Jesse. I will anoint the one, I will tell you. Lord, I am in the house of Jesse. Who is the one? Can you see how so much people suffer for failure to ask God for clarity? You would have poured oil on the wrong person. There are many people here today. It's not as if the vision was not right, but you didn't get the direction. So you kept on missing it. Beloved, I just missed something now. Ensure that you keep your ears to the heart of God. Assumption brings frustration. Assumption brings frustration. Assumption brings failure. Many have assumed that it should be like this. Oh, it looks like this should be. And it brought a lot of frustration. It brought a lot of failure. Assumption brings frustration. Assumption brings failure. I met a young man some time ago. He was doing very good in business. As at the time I saw him, his financial base, his capital base was about 2 billion. He brought his staff and officers to me to pray for them and pray for his company and organization. I looked at one of them. I said, who is this one? He said, he's his operations manager, operations something. I said to him, do you, not general now, me and him, do you know him? He said, yes, I think they were in school together or something. I said, really? You are sure of him? Please go and be sure of him. This was what I told him. And I am sure that probably God must have been speaking to him also, but he never heard. Sas and Mas, that capital base of 2 billion is now zero. Who crashed the company? The same person. He was making transfers in rapid succession. 50 million, 50 million. Before they realized, alert, before they realized it. They alerted the bank, they did it too late. He went into customers and began to make deals with them. Separate from the organization. Big mega vision crashed because of failure of discernment and listenership. Later when he told me, met me, I said, so what happened? said, what I was telling him, he was perceiving it before. He was trying to see how, maybe diplomatically, to see how he can change things. And he acted too slow. Once it comes to destiny, you don't follow sentiments. You follow principles. Matters of destiny. Matters of the future. You don't follow sentiments. How will somebody feel? What will people say? What? You don't follow such sentiments. Your vision shall not fail. Every such person around your life, I declare Jehovah will uproot them from your life. Jehovah will uproot them from your life. He will uproot them from your life. If you are a believer, say louder, amen. Mentoral inspiration and impartation is a way to enhance your vision. Kingdom commitment and sacrifice is another way. It's a second way, not alternative. It's a second way. Consistent faith injection. Charging up your faith with relevant word and relevant insight is a third way. Continuous touch. Continual touch with God's voice of direction. Lord, are you saying something I'm not hearing? Is there a step you need me to take I'm not taking? Is there a move you need me to make I'm not moving? It's a fourth move. And of course, maintaining that climate of joy and excitement is critical to hearing the voice of God. That may not be necessarily a separate point, but under this continual touch with God's voice. When you maintain that climate of joy, you shall have a song as in the night when this holy solemnity is kept. Isaiah 30 verse 29 and verse 30. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Psalm 89 verse 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk in the light of your countenance. When that climate is maintained, it is easy for the voice of God to be heard. If we ended this month of the teachings on this month of vision on this note, I don't think we ended wrongly. Even though we still have Friday worship and wonders night. For supernatural speed, because vision makes people to run. And we shall look at that on Friday night. It's a new day for you. Can I hear a lot of amen? Somebody shout the loud and say amen. You believe that God has a place for you in the front and no devil can stop you? Shout the loud and say amen. Stand up on your feet and give him a loud shout of hallelujah. Hallelujah. Who is very blessed here tonight? Who is most blessed here tonight?